So Group E, Brazil, Switzerland, Costa Rica, and Serbia. Once again, let's get this out of the way. We both think Brazil's going to top this group. They've pretty much had perfect prep leading up to this tournament. They're not defending champions. Everybody, they've got a point to prove, but I don't think they have too much pressure on themselves. Like, their fans at home are kind of like, oh yeah, we remember 7-1. Let's not go there again. It's too soon, too soon.
Too soon.
So I think Brazil, obviously one of the favorites for the tournament. I had my free kick have them win the final against Germany because I like that sort of thing.
That's no. I had in my one, Brazil goes out in the quarters, unfortunately,
Quarters.
but
Los
that's just how it is.
Canarios getting out in the quarters. It's possible. I mean, once you're in the knockouts, you're in the knockouts.
You're
But in
knockouts,
this group game, I feel like Brazil will win against Switzerland, not handily, not easily. I think Switzerland will play well and hold them, but Brazil will have like this hard-fought win, which will give them like the temperament and steel to push through against Costa Rica and Serbia. I have Switzerland as my second on this team in this group. I think I've got a very strong side. Serdan Shaqiri is a great player. It shows you how bad Stoke is when you knew he had a really good season with Stoke. And like all these Premiership clubs want to buy him because they know he's a good player. And given how bad Stoke were, so that tells you he must be a pretty good player. And they've got a lot of good players in that in their side. So I think Switzerland will, once again, they'll play hard and they will not have easy wins against Costa Rica and Serbia. But they just have enough class, and because they can't take those games for granted, they'll get through just.
I can't actually remember who I had second in this group, but I think so. I'm probably going with Switzerland at the moment. I think it's going to be a pretty close thing for a pretty close race for second place. But yeah, I think you're right. Switzerland have got the players to take that second spot. I think they'll beat Costa Rica.
I
Get
feel
the
like
result
they'll
they
have
need
a
against
game
Serbia.
against Brazil that'll be something like a 2-1 or a 3-2, the sort of loss that, you know, they feel good about themselves and be like, oh no, we just made a few mistakes there. We need to make less mistakes and we can beat the other two sides and like get through as well.
Or
There's
maybe
no
a
shame in
three.
losing to Brazil that when they're playing well, right?
I could imagine like a 3-1, but it's like 1-0, and then they're pressing, and then they, or 2-0 sort of thing. 3-1, go down 1-0, come back. Brazil get the second, and then Switzerland, like final minutes, everybody's forward, and then it's missed, and then Brazil run away and get a goal on the at the end there, and just blow the score out a little bit, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Group F, we've got Germany, Mexico, Sweden, South Korea. Obviously, we're both picking Germany to finish this group on top. Though recent history has shown, since we've changed the format of the World Cup, other than Brazil, who were defending champions in 2006, and no other defending champion since Italy in 2010 has managed to get out of their group stage. That Brazil team is the only one to have done so this century because France didn't make it out of their group stage in 2002 after losing their opening game to Senegal.
Yeah, I remember that one.
So as we can see, like, there's no guarantees. Obviously, we would be shocked, like absolutely shocked if Germany did not make it through.
More
It
shocked
would
than
be as
France in
shocking as when
2006.
France didn't make it through in 2002.
I think it'd be more shocking than that. At least the French are somewhat mercurial. At least Germany is fairly
Germany is
solid.
Germany. And the only thing is that French team didn't have to play any qualifiers because back then the defending champions automatically qualified. And they just played. Sure, they were reigning European and world champions. So they were clearly the best team in the world. But yeah, they were on the downturn, unfortunately, in their form. Germany, it's difficult to see that happen. But this is a tough group. If it did happen, like, while it would be a shock, there are teams of quality here that could do it. There's Mexico, Sweden, and South Korea. I don't see South Korea getting out of this group, but I could see them
No.
playing as a spoiler. If they manage to get a draw with Germany when they're needing to win a game, that ends up getting them to third place. This could be an actual group of death where every team manages to win two games, then it comes down to goal difference or, you know, drawing lots even.
I think you're right. This could be quite an interesting one. So it looks like it should be really straightforward. Should look like it should end in sort of the way it's been seeded. Germany, Mexico, Sweden, South Korea. That you just looked at it and you're like, yeah, that sounds right. That's how this should end. But as you say, this is a World Cup. B, like, South Korea's not easy beats. Sweden's not easy beats. Mexico's got some good flair in there. They've got good attack. They've got good defense. Like, any of those teams can beat any of the other teams on that day.
Yep.
And so you could end up with two draws, win each. You know, and
the interesting thing is all these three teams have really good goalkeepers. Goals could be hard to come by just from, you know, good performances by their number ones.
Yeah.
Sweden, let's not forget, managed to stop Holland from qualifying and then went on to stop Italy from qualifying.
Yeah, no. Not a bad team.
So if they manage to beat Germany and beat South Korea, lose to Mexico and things like, you know, how it could be that whole daisy chain, it's completely possible.
So, yeah, it could be a big mess of, everybody, you know, there's a draw and a win and a loss for everybody or something like that. Exactly.
And this could end up being a very, very tough group. I don't think that'll happen. My picks were Germany and Sweden to come out of this group. Because I don't underestimate Sweden anymore.
No. I can't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure it was Germany-Mexico for me. Knowing that both Sweden and South Korea, that there's going to be very tense games in this group.
Yep. Group G, we have Belgium, Panama, Tunisia, and England. Now, once again, I think you and I both agree Belgium topping this group, winning, going, we get that out of the way?
Yeah, I have Belgium winning it.
Yeah,
I feel a little I should just say that Belgium, I think Belgium will qualify, maybe England, but they'll top the group, Belgium.
Yeah, I think England's, a lot will depend on that game against Tunisia. I feel like England might draw that game, like they'll start a bit slow and like just still get those tournament nerves out of the way because of their youngness and inexperience. But I feel like they'll beat Panama and they might lose to Belgium, but I think Belgium's going to win all three of their games, but they won't lose badly to Belgium and that goal difference will get them through. That is my prediction.
I think that first game is for England's going to be the game for them. If they can start positively and and get a good result, then that will make their tournament go a lot easier. If they struggle and can't really get goals in against there, it's going to be like the last one. It's going to be like 2014 where they sort of struggled and, you know, then the press gets on them and then they just look horrible and it just goes from bad to worse for them.
Yeah. Well, Group H, Poland, Senegal, Colombia, and Japan. Now, because I realized that I hadn't picked in my head any African teams moving to the next round or any Asian teams, unfortunately, Japan, showing that they're trendsetters in both football and technology, decided to get rid of their coach a month before the tournament and had destroyed everything that led to their qualifying. So maybe this is a thing, but yeah, I don't see Japan doing well. Pretty much the fans back home are already saying that it's over before it started. And if you know anything about Japanese football fans, they always back their team. So even when you know they're not even like going, oh, we might do well, they're actually like, no, we don't have a chance. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. I would have thought Japan would have been pretty good for this World Cup as well. But yeah, then they haven't had the great prep.
Poland, I feel like they've got a really good side, but if anything were to happen to Lewandowski, if he were to hit some bad form or touch wood, not, but get injured, then they could struggle. I like Senegal, very well defensively organized team. Yeah. But I feel like this group, Colombia, are quite a bit stronger than the others. I think they'll get through. I don't know if they'll win all their games, but I have them topping this group. I feel like Senegal will come second just because they have this ability to win in tournaments and play well in tournament times, and they're defensively organized. And I don't know that Poland will like playing in Russia. But yeah, all that aside, I wouldn't be surprised, obviously, if Poland were to go ahead instead of Senegal, but something tells me Senegal, Colombia will be the two here. But unfortunately, that'll be it for the African teams. I don't see either Morocco or Senegal making to the quarters, regardless of who they draw.
Actually, pretty agreeable view on that. I think, Colombia, Senegal out of Group H, but you're right. Senegal, I didn't have Morocco going through, but I don't think Senegal go past the second round. And whilst for me, because it'll be Spain and Portugal out of Group B instead of Morocco. I think whoever comes out of that probably will go through to the...
Yeah.
I can't remember who they get, but I'm pretty sure they'll go through to the quarters.
Yep.
But yeah. But definitely, yeah, Colombia and Senegal out of Group H. I sort of agree with you. And wouldn't be surprised if Poland goes through. But yeah, I just get the feeling out of them that this is not going to be their tournament. Just not going to be Poland's one. And unfortunately for Japan, yeah, they had a... I mean, this was a good pull for all four of these teams. But yeah, Japan seems to have decided that self-destruction was the way to go for this World Cup.
Yeah,
and so yeah, that's unlikely to work for them. Sure. I don't know, Poland, there's nothing particular about them that says that they're going too bad. You just don't get the right vibe out of them, I guess, is the way to say it.
I mean, we watched them in the Euros. We know what they're capable of. They just, I feel like they're a bit overly reliant on Lewandowski, whereas Senegal are more of a team. And look, it really, that's basically rolling the dice stuff. If that one prayer that you're quite reliant on is having a blinder, then he can paper over the cracks in your team, and you as a team can get stronger as the tournament progresses, and you'll be amazing at the end, much like, for example, like the 86 Argentina team, or Italy in the 94 World Cup, until Baggio missed that penalty. But, you know, he basically, like, dragged them kicking and screaming into the finals.
Yeah, yeah.
This sort of team, like Lewandowski and Poland, have an organized team. And if they can learn to stick together and play together and do enough so that Lewandowski can do his thing, then, yeah, they could go far. But I think that sort of thing takes a bit of time to generate. And like I said, if Lewandowski has a bad day or... just not finding form, then they could definitely struggle.
Yeah, well, exactly. So it's possible that he'll say that he could drag them through and just be like, no, I'm actually going to make us do something in this tournament. But no, I don't say. Part of it is the other teams as well. I don't really see, they don't have the easy game to really put all that together and build that momentum. I mean, maybe Japan, but I mean, whilst Japan's doing its best to self-destruct, they're still a good team. So they're still going to be there. They're not going to be easy beat for the others. Like,
a good team with good players. Yeah. And Japan, they've, like, their current coach's strategy seems to be that he has nothing to lose. Nobody expects them to win. So he's playing super attacking.
Yeah.
And that can work in a tournament like the World Cup, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a risk-reward strategy. But when you're not the favorite team, that is the sort of strategy you need to kind of go with, the high-risk, high-reward strategy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's one of those things. You can. This is one way. The other way is to go the three draw route and hope to
lots.
Yeah, go for lots. That was that's called the all white strategy. Didn't work, but that was the all white strategy. But
because we all knew that the all whites were going to beat everyone at rock paper scissors and get through to the next round. Like that was our skill.
That was our super skill, special power. Yeah.
Now, with that being said, some predictions for the tournament. Obviously, we all have predictions. Who do you have in your final four?
Final four was Argentina, France final, and Germany, Belgium third four.
Okay. Well, I had Brazil, Germany in the final with Brazil winning, and I had France and Portugal with France coming third over Portugal. Now, who is going to go further in the tournament? Obviously, you think Messi's going to go further in the tournament than Cristiano Ronaldo. But who do you think is going to win the Golden Ball, which is the best player of the tournament, or Golden Boot, rather, the best player of the tournament?
I'm going to put that down to Messi. I think if Argentina are going to win this, then Lionel Messi is going to show that he can actually do stuff in World Cups, and he's going to win a World Cup for them. And that he's
in that vein, given I'm picking Brazil to go all the way, I obviously think Neymar is going to win the Golden Ball. But or at least that should be how I thought of it, but I didn't. And I know they're not going to pick Manuel Neuer. If they didn't pick him in 2014 when he was amazing and they won the tournament, they're not going to pick him 4 years later when they've come second. Though he wouldn't be the first German goalkeeper to win the best player of the tournament. Because Otto Kahn did that in 2002.
Yeah, yeah.
That being said and done, I have a feeling that our old son, Cristiano Ronaldo, will have a blinder of a tournament. He's going to beat Spain and then be inspired to push on and get as many goals as he can, get Portugal through. I'm predicting drama where he's going to get injured again in the semi-final, unfortunately, against Germany, and they're going to just lose out on penalties to Germany. and not get through to the final. Because, you know, I love writing those sort of scripts for...
Yeah, yeah. they're the best.
Yeah, yeah. The team I'm the team I like is get kicked out on penalties. Yeah, that's the sort of thing I live for. I should have been an England fan, huh?
Should have been an England fan.
Which other players do you like potentially doing well this tournament?
I think Griezmann, isn't it?
Griezmann. I mean, I think France have good players all around. Yeah, Kylian Mbappe could light this tournament up because he's a young teenager, about the same age as Michael Owen was in 1998. So he could definitely go and throw some fireworks around. I think James Rodriguez will once again do well, like he did four years ago in Brazil, where he was top scorer of the tournament. I quite like a lot of players in the Belgian team, but it's hard to look past Kevin De Bruyne. I know you're a Hazard man,
but I
think Mourinho picked the wrong Belgian to keep if he was going to only keep one of them at Chelsea.
I don't know. I guess I'm just a Hazard fan. Like, De Bruyne has done well this year. I feel like Hazard's been better for longer. Like, De Bruyne's grown into it, and now he's ridiculous. And so, I mean, that Belgium team's going to be hard to stop.
I'll point out that De Bruyne was player of the year in Bundesliga, and he didn't play for Bayern Munich.
Yeah, no, I'm quite aware that he was very, like, I'm not saying he was bad.
And it's not like he was terrible at Chelsea when Mourinho sold him. I didn't understand that at all.
He wasn't actually that terrible at Chelsea when Mourinho sold him. He was actually okay. He just, for whatever reason, didn't fit in to what Mourinho wanted to do. I think Mourinho just didn't know how to play him, basically. That was the reason. Didn't know where to fit him in. Didn't know what
which is ironic, given Pep Guardiola just goes, puts him in a different position every week. And Mourinho's like, yeah, I can play here. Wherever you want me to play, boss.
I think that was part of it.
Like, he seems to be the type of player Mourinho loves because he can play anywhere. He's the ultimate utility. He can defend and he goes and attacks hard and presses.
Well, I think that was the problem because he could play anywhere. He became super sub. That's what I mean. Mourinho didn't know what to do with him because he was like, you're my super sub. I just put you on to cover whatever problem I'm having. But De Bruyne was like, but I want to play. You need to start me because I'm good. And he's like...
Like Mourinho knew that De Bruyne was too good to be learning his trade at Chelsea, and he was ready to start, and Mourinho just didn't have a place for him. And he knew De Bruyne was too good to stay as a fringe player in any team.
Yeah, exactly. Those are other two good players that might do well, either De Bruyne or Hazard. I mean, if they both fire for Belgium. I mean, I have Belgium going.
If they both fire for Belgium, I'm surprised they're not winning the tournament. The Germany, I think, obviously, I don't believe they're going to get knocked out in the group stage. They're definitely going to go through, and obviously, I've picked them to go to the finals. Once again, I think Neuer is going to have an amazing tournament. He's just come back from an injury, which is unfortunate. But all that aside, I feel like he was 4 years ago, he's going to be the best player in that team. But the usual suspects, Toni Kroos and Mesut Ozil and the new guys like Draxler, they're all going to do well. I think Toni Kroos has a good pick to beat Miroslav Klose's record. He's got 16 goals at World Cups, and I believe Toni Kroos is on 11 or 12 maybe. So if he keeps going with his current average of about 4 or 5 a tournament, then he should actually beat Klose's record. And he's probably got another World Cup in him.
Yeah. So he should definitely get there before he retires.
Yeah, so, I mean, I never thought there'd be another player, let alone another German, that would have a higher higher World Cup tally than Gerd Müller. But come now, there's probably going to be two at the end of this tournament with Klose and... Thomas Müller, his namesake. Obviously, Brazil has great players.
Yeah.
They win the tournament. Obviously, Neymar is going to play a big, big role in that. And if Argentina win, obviously, Messi's going to play a big, big role in that. And
probably Aguero as well. I mean, it'll be a bit... Aguero be the one that, like...
Aguero, Di Maria. I think Di Maria is the kind of... He's not underrated or... silent sort of player. Everybody knows how good he is, but people tend to forget, like, if Argentina play without Di Maria, their attack is significantly worse.
Yes.
Like, definitely. Messi pretty much has to do all the work to release the players and get the goals.
Having Di Maria there just sort of helps. provide alternate pathways.
True. Other than that, any controversies you're picking? Is there going to be a racism incident?
Oh, yes.
At a stadium?
Yes, it's Russia. There's going to be something like that. There's going to be fans out in the streets outside. Something like that is going to happen. I don't really consider that going to be too much of a controversy because I've just sort of accepted it's going to happen. That there's going to be some sort of riot or demonstration and it's going to be ugly and racist and just downright bad. So yeah, I think the other thing that's probably going to be interesting is they've got the video line goalmouth technology thing this World Cup. So and as I understand it, that was being trialed-ish in the A-League this year, and they had a few issues, one or two.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see whether that goes without a hitch or whether there's a...
Obviously, there's going to be a hitch. Technology and controversial refereeing decisions, that's part and parcel of the World Cup. You and I would be upset if there wasn't something like that.
Yeah, but whether it's going to be in a key match or something, or like...
Obviously, it's going to be in a key match, and whoever loses that match is going to go on about how they were going to win the World Cup if it weren't for that, for the next decade or so.
It'll be how England has to go to penalties against Germany in their quarter or whatever it is, something like that.
Yep. I don't know if England will make it to penalties against Germany if they're facing them in the quarters, but...
It's England facing Germany in a quarter final. Of course it's going to penalties, and then they're going to lose horribly.
Do you remember 2010 when they lost 4-1 after taking the lead and Germany it went a good man down?
No, I remember that one. I know, I find it should be tradition that England loses to Germany on penalties.
Unless it's a final, in which case England will win with like a goal that wasn't a goal. In extra time.
That's not right. I should change that. If England plays Germany in the quarterfinals, they have to lose on penalties. That just seems to be the way.
Well, I guess that's all we have time for.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and see you next time.
See you next time.